Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today as we begin a Tuesday in a very, very busy week. There's lots of things to talk about nationally and certainly politically right here in Oregon as we get through the beginning of this day. Now, here's what we are talking about. Rush Limbaugh. You all know what's going on there. I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts about that and ask you a question that was asked of me yesterday. And this is important, very important for those of you who believe that the impact of talk radio can be profound, because it has been, mostly because of Rush. Oregon legislature kicked off yesterday the 35-day special, or not special session, but session. Today at 3 o'clock is the big cap-and-trade bill hearing. They're going to do the first one today, one on Thursday, when we're going to be there at the massive Timber Unity Rally broadcasting live. I hope you can join us. And then they're going to do it again on Saturday. Okay, folks, this is time to step up. We're going to talk about it because it's, well, there was an interesting report that I saw on Channel 12 this morning early on. Also, the Iowa caucuses, you know, we're laughing about it. And I'll share with you kind of a texting exchange I had with Lars Larson last night late. We're laughing about it, but we need to be careful here, folks. We do need to be careful. All of this today, plus some interesting stories from the Iowa caucus, some side notes that I want to share with you as we go through the show today. 503-589-1220 is the line to call in. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line, which we are thankful and grateful that they sponsor here. It gives you the opportunity to call, folks. 503-589-1220. You can always send me an email, by the way, to jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am, and I'll do my very best to read it on the air. Emails like this one from our friend and unnamed state employee. It's about the headline is the Republican Party mobilized for the Timber Unity Rally on Thursday? So here's the email. What is the Oregon Republican Party's role and involvement in the Timber Unity Rally? Do you know if each Republican Senate and House member is going to publicly support on the Capitol steps in opposition to cap and trade when not in the session? Is the Republican Party making a bold and clear stand against the regressive, totalitarian, Marxist agenda for this session? And especially, are they standing in full support for the Timber Unity message and effort? How is the Republican Party using media and social media to record this event for future political campaigns to inform the unaffiliated voters throughout the state about this devastating initiative? Those are all good questions. And I think that I'm going to answer it the following way, because to be honest with you, I don't think the Republican Party should be involved. What? Yeah, that's right. And here's why I'm going to share that with you. Because the reality is that so many of the people that are coming together in the this emerging grassroots movement, that's what I call it. It's not just the loggers, folks, but it's a lot of other folks. It's the liberal Democrat women, Moms Against Forced Vaccinations. That's an organization called Oregonians for Medical Freedom. It's the Old Believer Russian community and the Slavic Vote community. These are all groups that are coming together, all of them coming together over the same issues. The issue of liberty. And that's what the Timber Unity movement is about. And it crosses over party lines. And it certainly crosses into these massive number of unaffiliated voters, which is just about to cross that threshold, I think, of being the largest voting bloc in the entire state. far more than, well, not far more, but slightly more than the Democrats and a lot more than the Republicans. So my point in sharing that with you is that there are a lot of Democrats out there that are rethinking their political allegiances. You kind of know who they are because you're working with them or they're in your circle of influence or people that you run into. Whether it's, you know, AOC's Green New Deal, which is an absurdity that has gotten the attention of some of these Democrats who, even though they don't like Trump and they don't necessarily like Republicans, they are people who go, now, wait a moment. And then you've got Socialist Bernie, Communist Bernie, as the president calls him. And I think, frankly, that's probably a fairly accurate moniker of really what his ideas are. There are Democrats that are seeing what's happening on the national scale, and they're feeling it right here in Oregon, folks, with these issues. You see, rural life, you know, I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer, friends. Rural life is not just a job. It is a lifestyle. Natural resource industries, what I do in farming and logging, you know, ranching, mining, those are ways of life. People live in the rural parts of any state, but certainly in Oregon, for a reason. And it's not just because they want their space. It's a lifestyle because it represents liberty. Now, the Republican Party should not be overly involved with it. It's fine if they want to be involved kind of in the background. That's okay. Okay, I have no issues with that at all whatsoever. But they should absolutely not take any kind of a visible, active lead. Now, should the Republicans who oppose cap and trade in the Senate and the House come? Yeah, they ought to come out there in mass. I think that's the proper thing to do. We'll see if they do. My guess is, as you know, I'm going to be broadcasting this show live all day. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon from the state capitol. We'll be doing interviews with legislators and other people, including maybe some of you, who support the effort, support the timber unity effort and this entire grassroots effort. And it is, it's powerful and it's special. And it's not organized and it's not run by some political party or some political organization, folks, regardless of what you think that the media is trying to tell you about it. It is not the case. It is a real grassroots effort. And what that means is that you have some, because grassroots people are pretty liberty-minded and independent folks, you're going to have little controversies, and there are some. But ultimately, friends, this movement is real, and it is a game changer. We need to show up in massive amounts to make sure that Republicans have a backbone. Because the story's out today on OregonWatchdog.com as the session kicks off and you've got tensions and you've got Republicans still threatening to walk out as they should. It's a big deal, folks, because it's how you destroy people's way of life and liberty. Is with ideas that will make no difference at all, ultimately, in our environment. None. But they make people feel good. It's an amazing thing to see. And if we want to stop it, if we want to stand for our values and our principles and our liberties, well, guess what? You better get active. You better do something. Now, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care is where I buy my CBD oil products from because I have faith in their product. CannaShield is made right here in Oregon. It's grown. It's made, processed, grown in Oregon, folks, and we have the highest standards. You can be assured of that. You can also be assured that CannaShield, Vim's brand, is certified that it is everything they say it is, because some of the stuff you buy online isn't. You have no idea if really there's 1,000 milligrams or 500 milligrams in a tincture bottle. You don't really know unless there's some independent verification there. Check it out. Vim Natural Supplements and Body You can check out their website and learn more. VimSalem.com. VimSalem.com. Now to Rush. So yesterday, as I was driving home from Pasco, Washington, where I got to spend some time with my grandkids and watch the Super Bowl. Well, I was listening to Rush, and I heard him make his announcement about his advanced lung cancer. And this was a hard thing for me to hear, as I think it probably was for you. And I'll share with you why. Because this man really, timing in life is everything, isn't it? And we hear people say that, well, he was at the right place at the right time. When in, the Trump administration, or rather the Reagan administration, had done away with the fairness doctrine. And he had this rush over the years. As you hear him tell his story, he got fired from radio station after radio station because he could not stay away from his political viewpoints. He had a unique political viewpoint that caught the attention of people. He got syndicated. He was at the right place at the right time. They started off. And I had come home from living in Arizona, selling motorhomes, to start farming again in 1988. It was the year he kicked off. Well, it was a couple of years later that somebody said to me, you ought to listen to this guy, Rush Limbaugh. And I didn't know who he was because I wasn't listening to talk radio. And I tuned in, and I was captured immediately, not by his sense of humor, by the rock and roll music and the Get Back music, but also the brilliance of his thinking. Yesterday I was having a conversation with Cindy Wyatt, who's one of the owners of KSLM, about this issue. And I said, Rush is one of the few people that I know that is what I consider to be an original thinker. Rush has talked about this, and he is. And Mark Levin paid a tribute to him yesterday as he was talking about this also, in that he's a very smart individual, and he looks at politics in a particular way. And Cindy asked me a very interesting question. She said, if someday he's no longer around, who replaces him? And I thought about that for a moment. And the first thought that came to my mind is, well, he's irreplaceable. And he is, folks, because of the uniqueness of who he is and how he approaches talk radio, both in style, but his substance, what he talks about, how he talks about it. The smartness, the original thinking. And I told Cindy, I said, it's going to take someone to fill those shoes who is like that. A different style, but like it in terms of the value they bring to the table. Just what I hope you value by listening to this radio show. More on that, and I want to ask you, can you name somebody that you think could take Russia's place? 20 back in a moment, right to the phones when we get back. Go.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, and in a moment we will go to the phones. Making other doing nice things for other people is it's just one of the most rewarding things and most satisfying things that make you feel good about who you are. One of the best ways you can make somebody else feel better is to get them a ride in a limousine for some kind of a special occasion. Valentine's Day is coming up pretty soon, folks, and maybe you should talk to a great Salem-based company, Diamond Royalty Rides, right here in Salem. Check out their website, diamondroyaltyrides.com, diamondroyaltyrides.com. You know, seriously, it's more affordable than you think, and it really is a very special thing. So for special occasions or to make someone feel special, you should definitely contact them. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. So I got an email from Avis. It was about Art's phone yesterday that wasn't working too good. He said, hey, maybe Art could do a commercial on which cell carrier he uses and the type of phone as a consumer warning. Ouch! Speaking of Art, Art's on the line. Art, do we have a better connection today, my friend?
God, I hope so, because we have a, you know, a topic to talk about today that is really near and dear to my heart. And that's Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, no one can replace Rush, because he is a unique individual which God put on the earth to serve his purposes. And he has done a fantastic job of doing that, Jeff. I became a Republican, a conservative, because of Rush. I spoke with him on the phone before, and it was a great honor. Emotional.
So, because that's a powerful thing, Art, for what you just shared with all of us. You became a Republican because of Rush. What was it that Rush said over time that moved you to make that decision? I'm just curious.
Well, Jeff, I was a Reagan Democrat. And, spoke with Rush on the phone, listened to him, made sense of what he said, because everything he says makes sense. And eventually, after disappointment with the Democratic Party, I said, enough is enough. I'm going to join the party that cares more about America. And so that's what led me to it. But let me say something, Jeff. Another great American had lung cancer and dealt with it and lived a long time with it. And medical treatment has improved so much over the years. Yes. And that was the Duke.
That's right. And John Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. And I know Jeff, he had lung cancer for a long time. And the medical profession kept him alive. He acted, et cetera, et cetera. And so now I can tell you that depending on what kind of cancer it is, because that mesothelioma from asbestos, isn't really treatable. But if it's just regular lung cancer, I believe that Rush is going to be us for a long time. And I know this because my son has brain cancer, as you know.
Right.
And he's going to live a long time because of medical improvement with the type of brain cancer he has. So we got to pray and support Rush. But remember, Rush said it best, talent on loan from God. And we got to support him and do everything we can to help him deal with his situation.
I agree. Art, thanks so much for your perspective and for sharing that story with you. I got to tell you, the power of prayer.
God bless you, folks, Jeff.
Thanks, friend. Power of prayer is is more than what many of us, I think, have thought it is. And I urge those of you, no matter what your faith is, doesn't matter, just pray for Rush Limbaugh because of the incredible impact that he has had on the culture and the culture of liberty, friends. That's how I look at it. Not everybody does. Who can replace Rush? Well, Jairus sends me an email, says, only two I can think of, Mark Levin and Mark Stein. Yeah. Others are kind of out there, he says. You know, Sean Hannity, you know, every talk show host, including myself, we have our own styles. And, you know, part of it is style, and it's, you know, you also want to entertain people. But, you know, the purpose for what I'm trying to do is different. And I'll tell you what it is. Is I want to move you to action. I want you to change your world. I want to help you get there to that place where you're effective at changing your world. You know, just like our advertisers add value to your life, so also I hope this show does, because that's what Rush has meant to me. He's added a lot of value to my life in terms of how I look at liberty, my God-given rights. Super Dave, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. Can you think of someone that could replace Rush? And also, when we come back, I'll share with you a little story about how I met Rush and how, well, who he is. He's that way in real life. Same on the ring. Back in a moment. All night long. Oh, all night long. Yes, all night long. Yeah, all night long.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
There's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Not everybody thinks that, well, is lauding Rush Limbaugh in the, well, since this revelation yesterday about his advanced lung cancer. Our liberal listener Wilbur writes, I find it interesting how conservative talk hosts are glorifying Rush Limbaugh, given how he always ridicules and condemns others. But Wilbur, there's a, you know, what I would say to you, Wilbur, is that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. One man's junk is another man's treasure. It's all in how you look at it. You may think that as Rush pokes fun at people, that that's ridicule. There is a difference. You think that he condemns others. Well, you know, there's a great verse in the Bible, Wilbur, that says, by their fruits, you'll know them. You know who they are. The fruits of their life, what comes out of them. And to not recognize that there are, in fact, destructive forces of life, of philosophy, of ideology, is to be the proverbial ostrich and bury your head in the sand, thinking it'll just go away. No, it won't. So you recognize evil for what evil is. And condemning evil things is not wrong. You may think it's wrong. I do not. The philosophy of socialism is one that enslaves people to government. It's wrong. It's immoral. It destroys the human spirit. And I will always condemn that way of thinking. But not the people. That's not my job. Bernie Sanders is a communist. Yep. I agree with that. But I don't condemn him. I don't wish advanced lung cancer on anybody. Even people that I vastly disagree with politically. But I will always condemn their way of thinking if I believe it's wrong and destructive for human beings. You may think that's condemning. No, I think it's appropriate realization of who people are and fighting against evil. Such as it is, folks. All right. As I promised, to the phones, we'll start first with Super Dave. Super Dave, how are you, friend? Your thoughts today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
You know, when I first heard it and that stuff, I was really sad. And, you know, sometimes it's in the world and it happens at this time. I'm glad that he did get on the air and do that, because then we could get prayer groups together and pray for him, because just like you said and everybody else, prayer works.
Yeah, it does.
And the thing is, I don't hate anybody. I can't stand what they represent. Kate Brown, I know she's a punk to me, but that's about it. She's doing things wrong, and it needs to be changed. But I do not hate her. Don't hate anybody here on this earth. You can't. Because you can't go up to God and he's going to just make a list and say, well, why did you hate this person? Well, I didn't. No, that's not what I heard. So the thing is, wouldn't you rather be on the side of God to let people know that he created everybody, no matter they hate when I even say that. He does it. When he comes down, I tell you one thing, everybody's going to bow no matter what. They don't have a choice. Now, about this, about other cancers, look at the I-Man. I used to listen to the I-Man all the time. He wasn't conservative. But the way his program was, he still was honest about things, that when someone says something wrong in the liberal side, he made it happen by saying, well, you need to prove that.
Yeah, so yeah. And Levin does that a lot also. And, you know, that's the way to do it. People can say anything. But, you know, you better be able to back it up. Super Dave, I got to let you go because there are other people on
the
phone. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Take care.
Friend, I truly appreciate it. Before we go further, you know, I asked a question. Who could replace Rush someday? Because that question was asked of me. And, you know, I got a text message from my friend Lee. He said, Ben Shapiro? Well, Shapiro's a really smart kid. Maybe. Entirely different style. In fact, he has a machine gun style of way of talking, and I have a hard time following him sometimes. But he is very bright, and I think in many ways he is an original thinker. Got an email from Dwight about Iowa. Says, another joke. The Democrats can't even run an election in Iowa. How can they ever run a country? Well, it's the ideology, again, that is paramount in their minds. It's not effectiveness. That's the difference in so many ways. Although I will caution you all, remember in the election of 2012, when Barack Obama was running for re-election against Mitt Romney. And the Republicans had that vaunted, I forget what the name of it was, but this app for phones that was going to really turn out the Republicans. And it crashed, and it was a total, complete failure. Nothing will ever beat retail politics, folks. Eye to eye, pounding on doors, face to face. Nothing ever will. Nothing. By the way, friend, Righteous Renovations, LLC, is a great company that can, well, they can renovate your home, place of business. Can add a deck, they can do a bathroom, can do a kitchen remodel. And you know what? You do those kinds of things because your home is a very special place. It's yours. It's unique. It's you. It represents you. And if you have a vision for what you want done there, you want to communicate that business with a contractor that you hire to do it, and you want them to execute it and do it right, the way you want it. Well, that means that they have to really listen to you and communicate with you through the process. And that's a great reason for you to sit down and talk to Eric Azor, who's the guy who owns Righteous Renovations. He's a man of faith. He'll live up to it. He'll practice his faith in his business. So why don't you give him a call? 503-341-3816. 503-341-3816. Or go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. And you can see, by the way, he's a local guy. You can see some of the, well, the great testimonials from people that have done business with Eric. Righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts today.
Good morning. I'm calling because when I first heard Rush, his voice was so refreshing. I was so surrounded by all the liberal sources. And it was wonderful to have someone who stayed on Loan from God. He was a talent on Loan from God right up front. He let you know that God was his inspiration. That was so refreshing. And then he talked about politics. And he kept half his brain tied behind him. So, just to make it fair, it was so wonderful. I love Rush.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
There are many talents who can replace you. It sounds like you're
on a speakerphone and you're cutting in and out really badly. So you should not use a speakerphone. Because it just doesn't work. But thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate you calling and sharing. I mean, those are some of the fun things about Rush that and I don't want to be talking about him like he's dead, because he isn't, folks. And he could live a very, very long time. There's no doubt about it. Again, you know, as Art pointed out, I mean, look at medical science and the advancements. Yeah, and he's going to get the best treatment. He can certainly afford it. But truly, prayer has to be a piece of this puzzle. But the fun of who Rush is, in addition to his wisdom and his smart thinking, original thinking, is the benefit that I have always gotten listening. When we come back, I'll share with you my story of when I met Rush. Part of his impact in my life.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. By the way, a programming note for you. The evening replay of this show will not be on tonight because of the president's State of the Union speech. I'll be watching that. You know, last night, speaking of things, I was watching, waiting for the Iowa results to come out, and it was obvious that they were having some serious problems there. Now, I got a text from Lars, and Lars said, "You watching this?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he said, "You know, they're making all these excuses, basically, as to why they're delaying the results." And he said, "I think it's so that they have to figure out a way to not make Bernie the winner." And I think he's could very well be right about that, folks. I mean, it's just the insanity of how the Democrats look right now. I mean, talk about the gang that can't shoot straight. So I met Rush Limbaugh at the top of a mountain in Aspen, Colorado. I was back there for an event, didn't know he was coming, and I was making a presentation to this group of rich people that were funding conservative causes across the country. And he came to speak to us, and it was summertime, and it was up at the top of you rode a ski gondola up to the top of this mountain in Aspen. So he was going to be speaking, and we didn't know about it until we got there. And, you know, there was several hundred people at this event. And I was at our table, our assigned table, and I went to the restroom. And as I was walking out to the restroom, I looked out, and standing out away from the dining room, the top of this mountain, was a couple of security guys, and in the middle of them was Rush Limbaugh. So I went to the restroom, and on the way back, I thought, well, what the heck? Just go up and introduce yourself to Rush. I had, you know, been in talk radio for a long time at that point because I got my start with Lars, and it was all because of Rush. And I'd always had admired his style, and again, the way he thought, and so forth. So I went up to him, and he recognized me as I was walking up to him, and I greeted him and told him that I, you know, who I was and a state representative and had a radio talk show, and that I really want to thank him because I sort of modeled myself after him. And I pulled out an Al Gore $8 bill, which was a little stunt that we did. That's when I was with Americans for Prosperity, and it represented Al Gore's idea that you needed to have $8 gallon of gasoline so that, you know, we could save the planet, right? So we made a joke of that, and I handed him one of these Al Gore $8 bills, which had a picture of Gore on the front of it, and said, "In Gore we trust," and on the back of it had an empty gas station. And Rush got the biggest kick out of that, but he was very gracious in talking with me for just a few moments. And this was just before he went on. And for me, it was, you know, to meet the guy that has had such a big influence on helping me understand what my principles and values really are. And that's the value that he brought to my life and does bring to my life even this day, which is getting me back to the value of this show to you and this radio station to you, because we're live talk, folks. You know, you can listen to us on our KSLM app on your phone. Yesterday, I was listening to Sean Hannity and Mark Levin as I drove home from Pasco on my KSLM app on my phone. You should go check it out. Go to any app store. Doesn't matter what kind of smartphone you have. We have an app for it. You should be listening to us. The other thing is that I hope that you find value in live talk radio, because in a moment I'm going to go to Janet. So, Janet, just hang on, because I'm going to finish making this point. Live talk radio is that opportunity for you to interact with us, because we don't know everything. And hearing from you is what's incredibly important, because sometimes some of you come up with some great ideas, thoughts, and it adds value to somebody else's life. That's what talk radio is about. It is unique. in the form and the mediums of communication out there. So let's go to the phones. We'll go to Janet, who's on the line. Janet, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Good morning. My comments are on Rush Limbaugh. Like Paul Harvey, there is no replacement for Rush Limbaugh. Your decision. And for me personally, I always look forward to him on Monday morning because some liberal would say something negative or that I didn't want to hear on the weekend. And Rush would always calm me down and move me forward in the right way of thinking. Another thing I liked about him, he was never negative about our president. I would hear other conservative talk shows say something negative about him, President Trump, and Rush never did. He was always positive. And, of course, like everybody in this country, he's in my prayer. And thank you.
Thank you, Janet. I appreciate your thoughts indeed. I hope that all of us keep Rush in our prayers. Freedom is a powerful thing. And sometimes companies identify with freedom. Freedom Heating and Air is one of our sponsors. And you know, they've been in business in the Salem area here for 40 years. And you know what that means? That means they take care of their customers. It's never easy being in business in a changing industry through ups and the downs of economies for 40 years in a place. And what that ought to do is inspire confidence in you that they'll take care of you the way they have other people over the years. They do refrigerator repairs. They're running a special right now in February for ice machine repairs. They have discounts for veterans, senior citizens, property managers. They're a factory authorized Rood dealer, and they specialize in high efficiency heat pumps. So why don't you give them a call? Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. That's all one word. Give them a call. It's wintertime. Can't afford to have your heating and cooling system go down this time of year. So the legislature is kicking off, friends, and this is our opportunity to take a stand, to support the Republicans in the House and the Senate that are standing against this insanity, and not just cap and trade, folks, but the gun legislation. And who knows what else silliness they're going to try to throw at us, like this hairstyle bill that apparently is bipartisan. Yeah, I know, folks. So this is really important that you show up on the 6th, which is Thursday. I'll be broadcasting this show live from the steps of the Capitol building. Bring your rain gear. It's kind of going to be wet on and off. I'm going to be there all day. Would love to meet some of you that I've never met before. Going to be interviewing, well, people that will be making decisions that are going to impact and affect your life, like these Republicans. Are they going to take a stand? Are they going to walk out? Are we going to support them? Are you going to show up in mass to let them know that you support them? It's a big deal. Pray for Rush. Pray for this great nation and this great state. I'll be back tomorrow, friends, and I hope you will be too. Be blessed. See you then.